fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, you know what, KD and Laughing Stock, Nathan's got that voice. In this crazy world, we gotta make a choice. They say our logic's squishy, but we're making noise. When the top of the charts hit, the people rejoice. Stop being buck munchers, just get swishy with us. Join the laughter wave, make a fuss. Stop being buck munchers, just get swishy with us. Join the laughter wave, make a fuss.
Oh well, welcome to the year, almost, yes. Of the Lord of 2026.
It has been a year, no, hasn't it?
Though may it be better than the year 2025, which has been filled with utter craziness.
Yes,
crazy. We are here to talk about all the weirdest and most interesting stories you probably missed because you were busy
wanking away like a dirty little bastard.
Oh, sure, okay. Sworn straight away in it. Cool. But this is squishy logic. Let's pop the goddamn thing off. What? Haven't you seen our faces and we've already been demonetized? I am your comedic babyface Kate.
Can't demonetize this.
You fucking can.
Nah.
You did that. Trust me.
Nah. I make money off of this money maker all day.
So we only just made our first 50p. Trust me, you can.
That's true.
I'm your comedic babyface and everybody's favorite KD Hinkin. Joining me as always is this dude here.
This dude here. I am Nathan.
Introduce yourself. I'm going to have to turn you down because you are louder than you think.
Yeah, it's weird. It seems to sort of not boost and then it boosts again.
I think it's, you are louder as soon as you get on as well.
I am. I'm a bit more.
Red light goes on.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah. I think everyone does.
I'm a bit of a natural performer.
Everyone has something. Well, yeah, you need something when the light goes on.
Yeah, some people do the opposite, though, don't they? They close in on themselves.
I think that's just more when you're not used to it at the beginning as well, though.
There's some people who can never get through that. There's some people who just are not performers, you know?
Which took me a while to figure out,
because I always thought, like, everyone kind of felt the way, like, oh, I'd love to do stand-up or something. But some people just genuinely aren't interested.
You say, like, on performers as well, there's totally different kinds of performers, too. Like, I can think of stand-ups that fit that criteria, but they're still stand-ups. Like, I did a podcast once with...
I think some people just don't want to be in front of crowds, though.
I don't... Yeah. I'd rather be in front of a crowd than in the crowd.
The same.
Like, I think the two people that I did a podcast with, the In Your House podcast, you can get it on this, of course, on the same channel. There'll be some new ones coming out in 2026. I already got a couple booked in.
Mm-hmm.
Not booked in, but sorted out. But it was, like, one with Geordie Evans or Georgie Peters, one of them, and also Liam Feldman, both of them. Liam especially.
Who's Liam Feldman?
Just a comic.
Just a comic.
Yeah, just another bold comic.
Another good comic.
Yeah. Well, I said another bold comic.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
He's
definitely bold, but we'll find out if he's a good bold comic.
Yeah.
Or a bad bold comic.
Yeah. He said everyone's, you know, it depends whose opinion you're asking, because I don't know how many comedians I class as good, so...
If you want to be brutally honest... It's like 30% at most.
But at the same time, though, the comedian answer is, oh yeah, they're the best. They're the best.
No, they're always the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
They're the goddamn best.
Yeah, they're so awesome.
It's a unanimous comedian answer. But no, they never. I did a podcast with them though, and I was just watching them on the video. Like I could just move the navigator the whole way through the episode, and they just don't move. Where they just up like that, straight back, arm is out, don't move the whole time.
Jesus.
And I was there like holding my hand like all the time, and they're just like still.
Mm.
But that's the weirdness.
That's psychopath shit. Yeah.
One was autistic apparently, but.
Wow. That's another type of it, yeah.
As we said, though, like, I put my I put my hat in the ring today to get my neurodivergent diagnosis finally, just because, as we said, when we was younger, it wasn't a thing.
No one really went for that unless you were really autistic, in which case it was pretty obvious.
They didn't really know what autistic was too much. Even then, you say that, they still didn't really know. When I was at school, autism was a thing.
Back then, there was autism as it was described, like the really bad, low functioning autism as opposed to high functioning.
Okay? Yeah. True.
And that was what everyone knew about. Yeah. And then gradually they started going, no, actually, these autistic traits are, yeah. And then the spectrum came in around about 2000, I think. It wasn't even that when people started actually taking that shit seriously.
Wow.
They might have been
talking about it.
Well, exactly, in the scientific community, but not into the medical.
Yeah, I finished school in secondary school in 2007, finished college in 2009, and never once really talked about it.
No, exactly, because it only started coming in, mid-2000s.
I got in trouble for the symptoms.
Yeah.
But, like, they're not looking in people's eyes when they're talking to me, teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
They still get in trouble for it. Yeah. If I'm not paying attention, all the basic shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, I need to do it now because I've always known you for a while. I'd done the proper NHS tests before when they told me like I have like a very high likelihood of having either autism or Asperger's.
No.
Or maybe it's Asperger's for me. I don't know because I've just got the weird sociable kind of. I don't know.
Asperger's is a weird one though because Asperger's is like OCD mixed with it in a way.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of anxiety mixed with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's hard to figure out any of these things. That's why I don't like, I don't like putting a label on them and shit. But at the same time, need it for certain things as well, though, now. And it'll just be easier to understand certain things and just not have, like, certain job things. Because that's, like, I always lose my jobs because of the traits that I have to do with those things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I need, like, an official thing just be like, yo, look, I am officially this.
Yeah.
The problem is, though,
now
we started it. I learned that, I don't know which part it is, as I said to you earlier, but something, the main part, has a 48-month waiting list.
That's 4 years, for those of you who don't know how many 12s there are in that.
Shit, crazy, a four-year waiting list.
I've never heard of that. I know.
When they were telling me, like, how long it was going to be, I was thinking, oh, I waited a year and a half or something before, it ain't going to be more than that. Damn. Like,
yeah.
I was legit shocked when they told me.
Yeah.
It's like, they tell you to, like, go get help or all these things, you know, like, if you have something wrong with your noggin, go and get help and all that.
Yeah.
It's laughable.
Well,
I help with 4 years.
It's laughable in general. I mean, the fact is, even if you did get that fucking thing, there's a pretty reasonable chance the NHS would cancel it without telling you anyway. That's what they did with my fucking kidney appointment. I've got a fucking giant kidney stone in there. They know that I've got a giant kidney stone in there. I had an appointment with a urologist. I had to wait fucking, like, 9 months... and then call a fucking line, and the line said, don't call us if you've got a thing ending in one of these appointment numbers. Mine did. I didn't call back. I got a thing on the fucking email saying, do you still want your appointment? Yes, I do. You know what I find out a fucking month later? They've cancelled it without telling me.
Oh, hold on. Alexa, set a reminder for 9 p.m.
What's the reminder for?
Do neurologist.
Okay.
Sorry. You just reminded me then. Alexa, shut your goddamn mouth. What the fuck did she think she can keep chatting on after I told her to do something?
We've had the conversation now. You don't need to keep going.
Did she look a proper woman? I just forgot what we were on about now.
No.
I forgot what we were talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking... Yeah, they cancel shit.
Yeah, they cancel shit just out of the fucking blue.
Mm.
I still haven't heard.
What do you expect, man? The fucking... Doctors have spent most of this year on strike.
Yeah.
The fucking Bing people have spent most of this year on strike.
Yeah.
just my counter feels like it spent most of the year on strike for how much it does and how much it's gone broke.
I'm pretty sure there's a few more strikes on the way pretty soon as well.
I think it haven't ended.
No, exactly. That's it. It's just one after another. It's like dominoes. It's like, well, they got something, so we want something. Well, they got something, so we want something. So they got something, so we want something. What we should just do is cut all the bullshit and everyone just do a fucking general strike. Just everyone in the UK be like, nah, we're not working for 3 days unless you sort this shit out.
I mean, my main issue right now with a lot of it is the strikes. So I'm going to strike because other people are going on strike.
A general strike is literally everyone in the country.
Well, I don't think we should.
You shut down the country until the government actually fix the shit they're supposed to fix.
I think the one thing is now is people being on strike. I don't think so.
But I think one of the reasons why most of the people on strike is because, like, they go, oh, well, they got something and they got something and they got something. What they need is they just need to go, right, everyone gets a little bit more money. Now everyone shut the fuck up.
I think you have this idea, though, that, like, people have, like, these understandable, reasonable reasons for why they're on strike.
Most of the time they do.
No, they just want more money.
Yeah, that's a reasonable thing if you think you're not getting paid enough.
No, that's not. It's not.
It's not.
If you're not getting paid enough, it's a reasonable thing.
Right.
Not if you think you're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, what's the difference? How do you know the difference there?
The number is the fucking difference.
The number is the difference.
Shockingly.
Shockingly.
When it comes to the amount being paid, yeah, the number is the fucking difference. Fucking obviously,
I'd fucking strike if like I'm not getting paid enough for
fucking
what
resident doctors, the junior doctors, which are fucking student doctors, striking because they don't think 38 grand in their starting year is enough.
Yeah,
you're fucking tarded. Going up to 78 over 5 years and like going up like 10-12 each year, you're fucking idiotic.
For people like me and people who work in the standard Greggs and stuff like that, I think they do deserve more money. I think there's loads of people out there who are really struggling and they need more money. I don't think doctors necessarily need more money. There's plenty of doctors going around driving fucking Jaguars. I can't be that fucking hard.
They're the ones that are going on strike.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. We need a general strike so everyone else gets the fucking money. Because at the moment, it's just the people who are like, oh, we're doctors, so you're going to have to listen to us.
People say this kind of stuff as well, though, but they still choose to work in Greggs. They can just leave and not work.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, they can. What do you mean?
Some people just need a job, don't they?
No.
Some people will
tell you if you're not getting paid more than the benefits earn you, it's pointless working. Even the benefits tell you that.
Christ. Well, I may as well just go on fucking benefits then, because I'm not getting paid a lot.
Well, if you would get paid more on benefits, then yeah. What the hell wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The idea is you earn whatever the most you can earn.
Yeah.
If the country we live in will give you the most for nothing.
Do the nothing.
That's not my fault. fucking tired country.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What we can do is just do the thing that gets us the most money.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with that. Mm. Not on a case-by-case basis.
Especially when you're somebody that's like worked as well a lot in the past, you know, like an evil hippie guy. He's the amount of times when he like, one time in particular, when he was like out of a job for like a year and a half or something, and he just wouldn't sign on. I'm like, why, man? You've been working for ages. Like, you know, it's principle, ain't it? You're treating what you do as hard. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
God, I'm getting angry with Todd today.
That's literally what it's there for.
Yeah. An idiot.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But he hasn't got a choice now because he got kids, so he would have to.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But back then, yeah. Oh. But anyway, that's just a little bit of my annoyance for some of the stuff going forward, I suppose.
I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest. You've got a bit of a vibe going at the moment today, ain't you? A little bit of a fucking what do you call it? A Christmas carol needs to be done to you today. Yeah. I think we need to get you the ghost of Christmas.
I'm being very honest.
Present and future.
That's my issue a lot of times. Yeah. When I'm just feeling very honest, that's my issue a lot of the time.
You're just being too factual.
When it comes to the world, yeah, the world is just. I mean, there's fucker now.
Nah.
So I think that's a lot of our problems. You know, we try and be unhonest. We're not honest all the time because it's not very nice when we're honest all the time.
Yeah, have you ever seen the Subway Takes guy?
The what?
Sorry. The Subway Takes guy on YouTube. He like sits on a subway and he has people come up to him and he listens to their take and he 100% disagrees or 100% agrees and sort of talked about it. Well, there's this one guy who was
like a broke Charlie Kirk.
Sort of, yeah. But this guy comes up and he's like, he goes, right, I think that we are being bad by not telling people what we actually think about them and about what they do. And the guy goes, 100% disagree. And he goes, no, because listen to me, right? Everyone wants to, for the most part, be a good person and, you know, be liked, all this kind of stuff. If you're telling someone that they're fine, even though they're not fine and they're being an asshole, you're not helping them. You're not helping anyone else.
Yeah.
You're just incentivizing them to continue acting like an arsehole. I've had this conversation with Matilda so many times when there's someone who fucking drives like a twat in front of me and I lean on the horn. Like, I've literally had someone cut up, like, two lanes on the other side and me to just pull out in front of me. And it's like, you lean on the horn. And then Matilda goes, oh, what are you doing that for? It's like, because he was a twat. And he needs to know he was a twat. Yeah. I'm not going to do anything more than that. But I have honked to say you were dickhead.
Yeah, I mean, the horns are there.
That's what they're for.
They're literally, you know, they're there, so...
Yeah. If you don't do it...
Let people know when they're being doofed.
That's right.
You have to.
100%. Otherwise, they keep being doofed.
You know as well, like...
Yeah.
Slight issue, though, when you're doing it with a girlfriend, though. Like, in the other kind of way. Which is where I thought you were going at first. But, a girlfriend doesn't always want you to tell them when they're being a dick.
Like, no, they never want to be told when they're being a dick. Yeah.
Like, just undeniably.
Yeah.
Even when they're in the wrong.
She tells a story where it's like Sandra was completely fine and she was the bitch. I still have to side with my girlfriend. Even if, just out of the blue, you know what I'm saying? Just pulling her name.
Okay.
Like, if Matilda's having a problem with someone at work, and even if it's obvious that, say, Sandra is in the right, yeah, I still have to side with Matilda. There's no...
Oh, yeah, if you would have said. Yeah, yeah.
100%.
I think...
And if you try and tweak it later on, you're just going to reveal a ball of hurt. You know, you're opening a can of worms. If you go, yeah, but if you think about... No, don't do that.
I'm concerned. See, you're in the house away from people, it's fair game, and you should tell them then.
Right.
Well, I'm concerned. I've learned the mistake of... Yeah, maybe don't tell them at the time in front of people.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till you're home. I've learned that.
Yeah.
But other than... They need to know, though. They need to know so they can fix up. Fix up and look sharp, yo.
Yeah.
If you're going to be with me, you got to fix up.
Not everyone wants to be fixed up, though.
Nah, they need to be, though.
Some people just want to be tarty old bangers.
Yeah, well, believe me, some people get away with it a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, yo, tarty old bangers a lot.
Yeah. Like, and they'll be always there.
Do you remember? Like, Andrew Tatey, the tarty old banger. You see him over the weekend?
He is indeed both tarty and a banger. And he got banged out, so...
He did. Well, he was doing good at first, to be fair.
I mean, you know, he's got some combat training. I'm sure he knows vaguely what he's doing, but it's not actually... That's it. It's not his main sport. No. He's a kickboxer, not a boxer.
I think he should have gone in to do like a UFC fight in there myself because they've done a couple of them now in Misfits. I think he should have done that. I think he would have been more comfortable. But he gassed out though after two rounds. I don't know what he like. He was surprised as well.
The
like
literally going around the place, like partying with chicks and smoking cigars and drinking. Like, yeah, he's gonna fucking run out of steam after two rounds. Like, he's not at peak physical condition. Let's be honest.
Those things have got to be ham.
Sorry?
I'm sure like drinking's got to be ham.
Oh, I suppose he can't do that anymore. No, you're right.
But he does, though. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure he drink. Does. But there's loads of Muslims who drink. Like, that's just... It's like there's loads of fucking Christians who fucking, you know...
He feels like one of those people that would be like, you know, like, no, if you're going to do it, you got to do it full on. Don't be a pussy. I know that wasn't anything.
I don't know, because I think manliness outweighs Allah.
Is that what it
in
is?
His mind. I think that's the kind of person we're dealing with here.
It's fair, though. I mean, I haven't seen Allah have a boxing match.
I haven't seen Allah sort of, you know, come down and you know, specifically tell Andrew Tate he's doing anything wrong.
He went in a fight, Allah or Jake Paul.
Allah.
Exactly.
Every time. Mm. Why the fuck are we talking about?
Well, we find Jake Paul can be beaten now, so.
Very easily, it turns out.
That,
Jesus, did you see that moment just after he rocked him with the two fucking jawbreakers? No, it's the bit where he's sort of up against the ropes and he looks at him, he's like... And, like, you can see that Jake Paul has now just realised what shit he is in for. Like, it took him a few rounds to figure it out. But it's like, nah, dude, you're on a whole different level. This guy is
moment
just...
Moment of realisation.
Yeah. He literally knocked the sense into Jake Paul.
To be fair, though, he never stopped coming for me.
He didn't.
I got to say that for him.
Respect
he didn't
it.
Stop once.
He took a fucking a double jaw break like a champ. Fair play.
Yeah.
Fair fucking play. He looked like Popeye by the end of it. Did you see that shit when he was in hospital? Fucking hell. Madness.
There's so many fucking fake AI videos of him in hospital. I don't know if there's actually been a real one out yet.
No, there's one photo that I've seen of him with the broken jaw and he's got the thing on it and it's like just swollen like fuck there.
I don't think that's real.
Really? I thought that one was the only real one.
No, I'm pretty sure I've seen that.
I've seen loads of AI ones.
Yeah, I don't think it looks like even now. I don't think he looks particularly anything.
Oh, I think the jaw was definitely swollen. After two breaks, it makes sense for it to be swollen that much.
I know, but I mean, we're not always for things, anyway.
Not always. It depends on the person.
It just depends on the break, and more than anything.
Well, no, because like, it also depends on genetic predisposition, because some people just don't inflame that much.
Oh, yeah. See, look at him. That's the one that I've seen that's real.
Oh, yeah, but that was like 2 days after. Oh dear, the swelling goes down that quick.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got the right drugs, which he definitely does.
I don't know when this was, but I wouldn't just assume straight away it was.
I mean, fair play to the dude. Like, he's you know, he took the fucking hit.
His face is,
there was no way he could have possibly thought he was going to win.
At least 9 months.
Like, there's no possible way. I mean, he could have thought maybe he was going to sort of like...
Surgery?
Yeah.
Well, he's made so much money for this.
Yeah, I mean, I'd fucking stand in a ring with Anthony Joshua for a bit if you got paid that much.
What a fucking trippy amount there, look. He banked an eye-watering 69K per second.
A second?
Wow.
Fuck me.
That's crazy.
That's fucking CEO level money, that.
That's higher than that, man. That's way higher than that.
That's Elon Musk shit.
Well, I mean...
If he gets his payout.
Well, Elon Musk has just today become the first person worth $700 billion.
Yeah, he's very well on his way to the trillion.
Yeah, he's quicker than people thought. Like, he's had
it's almost as if once you've got so much money, you can almost make more money happen.
Stock boomed, apparently.
Yeah, well.
Look at this, though, man. What a fucking picture that is.
That is fucking mad, isn't it?
That
looks like a Call of Duty windscreen. That's how fucking crazy that looks.
Let me put that on full screen for people, actually. I want to make sure they have
a proper gander.
Yeah, man, because that's craziness.
Look at it. It literally looks like a fucking... It looks like you've just extracted from Warzone as Jake Paul. Which I wouldn't put it past them to have him in there soon.
What's Warzone?
Call of Duty.
Oh, okay, okay. That's crazy, man.
It's fucked. So much money.
Yeah, yeah.
I would definitely take that hit.
Oh, of course.
100%.
I probably would have gone down earlier, personally. But...
That's even worse.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say, too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
The CTE, that's how much money that is.
I don't know about that. Well, Centaur would go down a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to stay up that long to get that money. That's the thing, either. No. He could have gone down earlier. It's the first time he took a fight, though, where it's like, he had to know you weren't winning.
100%.
He had to know.
100%.
Right, no. I don't know, at the same time, though, he could have talked himself into it.
Although now I do kind of want to see Jake Paul versus Cobra Tate.
It's more interesting. Yeah. I don't know if it is because they've both been beaten now.
Yeah.
I think he would, to be honest.
Well, Cobra Tate came in and immediately got beaten.
To be honest,
he's supposed to be the pro.
I think
he would.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he would.
He's not a pro at boxing, though. It's a completely different sport. He was a kickboxer. Yeah. And he wasn't actually that good.
No.
Yeah, he's completely reinvented that idea. Like, he was not good.
No. He wasn't anywhere near as special as he thought he was.
He's the level of, you know, the kind of guy who, to get medals and to come first, he needs to have a sex change. He needs to do.
He's that kind of guy.
He's that level.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the one? No.
No.
He doesn't look... Look, to be fair, look, though. You know, I feel like he doesn't look swollen at all, does it?
Yeah, but it depends what time it happens, because the swelling tends to happen, like, between time.
I think you should just accept that maybe you saw an AI picture.
I think maybe I did, but...
I think so.
But it can also depend on when the swelling happens, because, like, normally... It won't swell until like 2 or 3 hours after. Then it swells up. It will stay swelled up for like a day and then it will swell down again.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we still haven't seen the actual picture I've seen either. You know, you need to have a look at that.
I tell me what it looked like.
Just Jake Paul.
I suppose, to be fair, it might be worth looking at that. Like.
Yeah.
Tell me if you see
that. That's not the one I saw, but that's similar.
What?
Top right.
That's not real.
No, that's not the one I... That said, that's similar, but it's not the one I saw.
That definitely had a fake wire.
Yeah, yeah. The wire thing isn't part of it.
Yeah, yeah. But let's have a look.
Down there we go, to the left.
That
one.
Oh, that's not... I haven't seen that at all.
Yeah, that's to me is like what you'd expect the swelling to look like. It's not like some of the ones you see.
It's not a crazy one, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. It's
but people immediately took it and started doing Popeye memes with it. And then at that point, obviously, they started making it bigger and making it look more ridiculous.
Yeah, but... I don't even know what it's real, to be honest. I've only seen it on the one. Who's this dude?
It's just a guy watching his reaction to his video, I think. But, you know, anyway.
It's just the thing now. They're like, you know, with everything, they're just going to have so many fake ones out there.
Yeah. That top right one's definitely fucking fake as shit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the lips anyway.
Yeah, that's not...
And I think the whole thing, because he looks young. It's got pictures of him. And he's done
from his fucking
young.
YouTube years. Yeah.
It's like mixed in him being too young, you know, and ignoring the fucking lips completely.
Yeah.
But been a good weekend though for seeing douchebags get what come to them.
Essentially, yeah.
A very good month for it.
Yeah. It's been fun.
the year in general, we've seen a lot of craziness.
Mm.
And I've got some fun stories here from stories I know we missed. The ones we didn't miss, I got rid of, obviously, you know. And I'm sure a lot of you out there missed too, because if we didn't see it, and we're geniuses, then you definitely didn't see it.
Not a guy.
Because you're the general public.
Or the general pubic.
Oh, we got you there. Huh? Got you in that. Oh, Snapple. Yo, the octopus, number one.
Is it?
Technically.
Yeah.
Well, untechnically, I guess.
No.
England's 8th armed invasion. England's south coast for 2025, especially this month. In 2024, we'll start with an easy one.
Right.
Recent. In 2025, scientists and wildlife watchers reported an unprecedented surge of Mediterranean octopuses along England's south coast, around 233,000 caught, which is about 13 times the normal levels. The event was so remarkable that it was dubbed the Year of the Octopus.
Mm.
Warm winter and spring seas likely fueled this bloom. Marine expert compared it to a cephalopod flash mob. Other odd marine visitors, rare sea slugs and fish, also popped up simultaneously, making the sea feel like a surreal underwater carnival.
Well, I mean, it's probably just the waters are getting warmer. We know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we know that fucking sharks are getting further and further up and stuff. And
I was thinking about that, yeah. Yeah. Are they getting warmer again, is it? Or are they getting colder?
Warmer.
Warmer.
Yeah. It's all getting warmer in the seas, and so therefore the things that do better in tropical climates are moving further up.
And that means melting more, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that means that maybe corals will start sort of spreading over that way as well, and hopefully we can do that. And
so many of the big corals that we used to like are dead now.
Oh, yeah, so much of the Great Barrier Reef is just dead.
Yeah, crazy enough how much of that, the corals just gone now.
Yeah, I mean, you can bring it back fairly quickly. There was a thing where they were talking about it with Sir David Attenborough. And there was loads of stuff where you can just basically fix reefs in a matter of a few years by just introducing certain things to the environment and, you know, balancing the nature again.
Yeah. But I think, like, they would even do stuff like where they put cars in, or like they can make them into coral.
Yeah, they do that all the time. Yeah, especially if they're going to sink a Navy vessel, if they're going to scuttle it. They'll take it to somewhere where they know there's going to be reefs building up. They'll drop it down there, sink it with a torpedo, and just let it happen. It's brilliant. Oh, my leg, fuck.
Okay, apparently...
Can I have a tappy, by the way? Sorry.
I'm going to get one of those. Because there's one here about... I thought I'd got rid of this one. Apparently, at a Putin Q&A, there was questions that included... are aliens real? What's his favourite pizza? And even a big screen marriage proposal to someone's partner. Sure. The atmosphere resembled a chaotic live stream chat more than an official press Q&A. Some audiences even joked that Putin was being trolled by random internet users standing behind the scenes.
It sounds a bit like he's trying to go Trumpy with it.
It's a little bit, doesn't it?
No?
Yeah. Okay. World's Wildest Animal Stories of 2025. This is better. We like some animal stuff.
The night again.
We like some animal stuff.
We do.
A batch of animal related. A New Zealand cat named Leonardo da Pinci spent a whole year stealing laundry from neighbours as if building a secret textile empire. Actually, I've just thought of another one that isn't on here, too. I've seen. I feel like I might have mentioned it to you as well. I showed you after podcast. Yeah. A raccoon. That had got into a liquor store.
Oh, I'd seen that, yeah.
Strangled the stuff and that. Well, they've since found out that is actually, it's most likely its third break into a liquor store.
So it's got a fucking priors.
Got priors. The alcoholic as well, I guess. Yeah.
That raccoon has gone through some shit.
Apparently so. He's dealing with some trauma.
Yeah, he's like, I need bourbon to fix this.
I don't know what a cat that steals...
the only thing...
laundry from neighbours means. Are they I think maybe they rather than building an empire, a textile empire, I think they might just be into wearing things. I think if they could, I think they'd take it before it was washed.
Yeah, I think the cat is looking for the stinkiest pair to just throw it all in a big pile and just go, all the way through it. Just,
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got a perv cat.
I think, to be fair,
sorry, it happens to the best of us.
To be fair, cats do like really smelly things.
Cats do.
That's probably why she likes me so much.
Cats are pervy little weirdos. Yeah,
I'll give off like probably smell of man. So, you know, of what it is.
Yeah, she's just attracted to your musk.
They're more man smell. Some women are legitimately like attracted to just man smell. Like, it's weird. Some women are weird. Like, they legitimately like the smell of when you've been to the gym and stuff like that. They want you to be a bit hairy so they can, like,
that's not Nigella Lawson, apparently. Nigella Lawson is one of the ones who's like, I like a man with, like, body hair. Mm. It's like, yeah, you do.
I don't have much body hair. That's not...
Oh, I got plenty.
I got leg hair.
Yeah.
And a bit of hair in the middle of my chest that I've shown you before where the eagle looks like he's got pubes.
Yeah.
The eagle on my chest. He got puby.
Yeah. I got hairy ass fucking legs and it don't stop till it get to the top.
Yeah, I've seen you bend over, to be fair.
Yeah. I've got one of the hairiest butt cracks out there.
Not as much as in Chile. They got a lot of hairy butt cracks and they've also got a kayaker who was briefly swallowed whole by a humpback whale in... Damn.
I do actually remember this.
Inside, yeah.
He was bat back out.
Yeah, survived with minor injuries.
Yeah.
That's mentalness.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Because essentially it was like, it swallowed him in and it was like, ugh.
Yeah, ugh. Yeah, that way it was racist. You know.
I think I'd rather he be racist in that situation if he's going to be like, you know what, I'm not going to eat you because you're human.
Huh?
Fucking go for it.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. I mean, it is, yeah. It is good for the guy that he was racist.
Yeah.
100%. But, you know, still call it how I see it.
Yeah.
I stand with you today, brother.
Yeah. Get eaten, bro.
Yeah, exactly, man. You should have got eaten. You know what I'm saying? If I was that wild, I would have eaten you, is all I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hear with squishy logic, we eat all people.
That's right.
If we were whales.
Soup to nuts.
Almost 5,000 baby chicks were abandoned in a postal truck in Delaware, USA, only to be rescued and rehoused. And then, eaten.
What?
I may have added the end.
Oh.
They probably were eaten eventually, either by the people or by someone.
By someone.
Something.
Some animal. Someone or something.
An animal would probably eat them.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Any big lizards running around in America?
Like them. Okay.
Why not?
Name one.
Iguanas? There's a lot of them running about.
They're not big.
South America.
If anything, though. They're not going to harm you as an iguana.
I never said they would.
Well.
No, it depends what they do. If they try and crawl down your throat, they'll harm you.
That's true.
That would harm anyone. Whatever.
I'm just doing a little bit of a thing here because I think
what are you looking for?
Have you covered celebrities who've died this year?
No, but I mean, we talked about them at the time.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be things that we didn't cover.
Yeah. But I just want to do a quick run through, because it's actually quite a surprising year, because we were talking earlier on about 2015, weren't we?
Okay, let's bring the mood down now. Let's talk about everyone that loves
it. This is about celebrating life. So we lost Diane Keaton, who was in various movies. I never really vibed with Diane Keaton. We lost Val Kilmer. Fucking Batman.
This is going to make me sad again now. It's been a while. I'm like, oh yeah, Val Kilmer died. I completely forgot about that one.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Okay. He's big in the wrestling world.
Udo Kier, who, of course...
I don't like doing this.
Udo Kier was fucking Red Alert.
Is there talk about death?
He was Yuri in Red Alert, mate. Did you ever play that game?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. He was so really fucking good in that. He was so good in that.
I have played it quite a lot, but I didn't have any kind of emotional connection to one of the guys that voiced one of the characters.
Yeah. And obviously, the big ones, Ozzy Osbourne, Rob Reiner, and Pope fucking Francis.
I forgot that I Pope
That died. Was this year. How crazy is that? This year's so fucking mad that I forgot a Pope died.
Yeah. I still don't even feel like I don't remember that still.
Because that happened, and then we both watched fucking Catechism or whatever it was, that movie with Ralph Fiennes in it.
Yeah, that feels like that was more than a year ago.
That was this year.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
That was a good film, though.
That was fucking great.
That was a very good film.
It was right at the start of the year. That's the thing as well. It was right at the start of the year.
Okay, see, that makes more sense then now. That's why we watched that film. Okay, that's why I put it with that more than anything. Yeah. Which...
Well, it was actually, the funny thing is, that film just came out and then the Pope died. It's almost like got the best fucking, boost to their ratings they could have hoped for.
Almost like it was on purpose.
Almost. Ralph Fiennes just like crawling out of the ceiling with a fucking rope and a drop of acid or poison or something to drop onto the Pope.
There's plenty of corruption in there. They had someone to do it for them. Probably plenty in there, but
chuck someone a fiver, they'll kill the Pope for you in that place.
Do a few more deaths if you want to. Like,
no, that was literally it. That was, I didn't want to go through like the full list because there's loads of people.
I mean, just gonna say that, you know, like you said, Rob Reiner, you could have pointed out his wife.
That's true.
She was there too.
I do apologize.
I haven't got a clue what her name is.
Yes.
It's Mrs. Reiner.
Something Reiner.
Reiner. Let's be fair, they were shit parents, so...
Yeah, well, it looks like it.
It does look like it.
It doesn't look like they were great parents.
Well, yeah, either way, they weren't good parents.
Yeah.
You definitely can't say they were good parents.
No, you can't say, like, they were successful.
Yeah, they definitely were not successful. They were 100% unsuccessful, yeah.
Fish and mailed.
Huh?
Fish and mailed, motherfucker. Mission failed.
Sorry, I was confused.
You fucked up the mission so badly that you fuck up pronouncing the mission. That's it.
I haven't been pronouncing everything, though, man.
No, me. Fish, that's the whole... Never mind.
Oh, okay. I mispronounce so much, though. I mispronounce hearing other people's pronouncements, pronunciations.
Yeah.
I feel past time pronunciation. Anyway, we did that one, sorry. In San Diego, elephants in 2025 instinctively protected their young. Well, they did that all the time, but...
Yeah.
But this, in 2025 specifically, in San Diego,
right.
Elephants specifically, instinctively, well, that's what I'm saying, I know, protected their young during an earthquake, forming a protective circle.
Oh, that's cool.
It really wasn't worth it after I'd done
that. That's dope as shit, though. Although, what are they creating a circle for? You're in the middle of a fucking, field, aren't you?
Hmm?
What's going to hit them?
What?
What's going to hit them if they're in the middle of, a big field?
A tree.
Where?
Well, they're in a field. Who said they're in a field?
I don't know. I'm just assuming. Every time you see elephants, they're always in big fields or near water and stuff.
I always see them, in San Diego, I wouldn't have thought about it.
Oh, no, San Diego Zoo then. Yeah, so yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I missed that bit.
Same. I didn't put that together. What the fuck would there be elephants in San Diego shooting around?
Yeah. More sense, because then there is shit that could fall on them, so they are doing the thing that makes sense. So yeah, okay, I get it. Cool.
I was thinking about it at first. I think it's India where they're in the jungles of this.
Yeah, that makes sense as well. Yeah.
I always think of them ones.
But Indian and African elephants are actually different species as well, aren't they?
Yeah. I think, I don't know, which are the bigger ones, to be honest, yeah.
I think the African ones are bigger.
It might make sense, because then the other ones are able to get through the jungle.
The jungle and stuff, yeah.
Okay, pet parrot testifies in robbery case.
Okay.
We missed this one. And solves it.
Okay.
2025, Florida, Brazil. Or Florida and Brazil, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Miami, Florida and Rio de Janeiro, 2025.
Jesus.
In Florida, a pet parrot became a key witness in a robbery case by repeatedly squawking phrases like, "Don't shoot," along with a suspect's name. "Don't shoot, Bob." Is that "Don't shoot, Bob," or "Bob, don't shoot," basically?
I think I do remember this, actually. I remember seeing this story at one point.
Meanwhile, in Brazil, a parrot's repeated phrase helped unravel a 15-year-old cold case murder,
Jesus,
leading police to the long-evading suspect. In both cases, the birds were honoured with honorary titles and courts accepted their repetition as critical evidence.
Fucking hell!
A legally historic, if highly unusual, moment in the justice system.
Precedent is set, though. Precedent sets, and now you can say something to a parrot over and over again to incriminate someone and then use that in a court of law.
I suppose. The robbery case would have been "Don't shoot." I don't really see how saying "Don't shoot, Bob" would make Bob a suspect.
It would make him a suspect, but it's like you can't go based on that evidence alone. You're going to have to find more evidence. Yeah, you can't just be like, "Well, the parrot said it, so." In you go.
But at the same time, they must have not had that much evidence to the point that they wanted to include that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I don't trust this legal system based on parrots.
At the same time, though, we learned about Sherlock Bones. He was a good boy.
He was a very good boy with a very bad owner.
Very, very bad owner.
Very bad owner.
He made him look very bad.
Yeah.
Could have destroyed his name. He kind of did destroy his name just before he died as well. And did she kill him? Who knows? We might be adding a pie into that. But
yeah, we are. Send, but that's not the point.
He did send many people to prison.
He did. And not all of them should have been there.
But at the same time, though, none of them are particularly bad people, were particularly good people.
No, so it's that thing, but it does mean that the person who's responsible for that one particular crime is still potentially out there.
Yeah. But meh. Something to mind about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Man wins marathon by accident. USA.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Forrest fucking Gump?
No. This is kind of like the real life Forrest Gump, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A jogger who also had Down syndrome. No, I'm joking. A jogger on his morning run accidentally veered into the official marathon course, unknowingly kept pace with runners, and crossed the. What? And unknowingly kept pace with runners. After veering into the official marathon course.
Isn't there always people like on the side of marathons, like handing out water and shit?
Well, I mean, you're talking about like the London Marathon. Like, if you're on
a. I suppose it's just a random little marathon.
Yeah, it's like
they just put like flags on stuff.
Yeah. And maybe it's a half marathon too.
Yeah.
Quarter marathon even. Yeah. Yeah, so he's gone into. He was unknowingly keeping pace with the runners and crossed the finish line first. Reporters and organisers were stunned. The man had no idea he'd entered a race and thought the cheering crowds were just very enthusiastic about his personal fitness goals. That's the weirdest part of it all.
This guy is such a fucking narcissist. Like, he's running down the street surrounded by people and they're like, "Oh yeah, they're so fucking stoked on me. Everyone's been watching me jog for the past few weeks and now is my big time." I'm like Rocky. I'm the Rocky of this fucking place.
I'm so hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so much
Reebok.
I'm going to get so much dick. Good, I'm assuming he's gay. I'm just, you know, I'm making a choice.
Yeah, you're making a choice.
A choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so much goddamn dick and balls.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Look, my face, neck and chest.
I'm blowing my own back out.
Fucking hell.
Pizza drone delivered across borders.
What?
Yeah. Toronto.
Surely you've got to pay an import tax on that.
It's got to be something. Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
In a weird navigation glitch, an autonomous pizza delivery drone strayed 235 miles off course.
What?
Flying between countries, Canada to the USA, a.k.a. Toronto to Detroit. Delivered a cold pizza in the wrong city. I'm really glad it pointed out it was a cold pizza.
So it fucking went from Toronto, shat out a pizza in Detroit and fucked off back.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
I wonder if it did park off back. That's this, man. That's crazy.
Imagine fucking that. Imagine just being in Detroit and just out of the blue, you see these little dots of lights. You know what? Fuck is that? It gets closer and closer and closer, and it's just a dominoes. It just floats on down, drops an ice cold pizza that has been at fucking altitude for like 4 hours, and just goes fucking off again. The fuck would you think was going on? Like, honestly, what the fuck just happened?
I think we've bogged off again for a bit.
Love that shit. I love shit like that. Just the absolute absurdity of a flying pizza appearing out of fucking nowhere.
To be honest, if you like that absurdity, I think you'll like the next one.
Oh, shit. Go for it.
I think you'll get a kick out of this one. Floating cow farm ice space.
What?
That's just probably you maybe just end with the title.
Floating cow farm?
Ice space. 2025, Netherlands and future.
Oh, God.
So a livestock farm.
Zero gravity cows, the shit will go everywhere.
Don't speak too soon. A livestock farm that floated on water as a sustainable solution gained worldwide attention and later announced plans to adapt the concept for space missions.
Fucking hell.
Feeding astronauts with floating cows in orbit. The idea became an adorable symbol of humanity seeking dairy.
Fuck that.
Among the stars and over oceans. In space, no one can hear you move.
It'd be amazing, the deck on the fucking the Enterprise that's just a farm. Captain Picard sat there, he's got a bit of fucking like corn in his mouth and he's just like, number one.
Pitchfork.
Get the shit out of there. I am going to go ride the tractor.
Or there could be a sketch in that, but it would require creating a, the whatever the goddamn spaceship is called.
The Enterprise.
That's the one.
Yeah. The Enterprise.
We could make a joke that it's, we're on the training bit. You know. You're in the training room. What are we doing here? I don't know, but why are you a farmer?
What we could do, to be fair, is we could do...
We can get into this now.
We could do, like, green screen of us, like, in the acting roles, and then just do, like, really crude drawings of the backgrounds behind us.
That's not a bad idea, really, but...
You know what I mean?
Like green screens.
Yeah.
Green screens and then just really bad photo drawings in the background.
Yeah.
That, we should get a load of green screen curtains. That would help.
That would help a lot.
I might invest in some of them, you know. Really. we can put a picture up behind us and just fill it up with different things. We can just have penises there.
Which is obviously the dream.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know what it would feel like to have a normal-sized penis. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Just,
because at the moment, he just
cursed with his giant one. Cursed with his giantness.
Yeah. That's the real reason why Jake Paul broke his jaw.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's disgusting.
Trying to unhinge it like a snake. Can you hear it?
Hi, Tannenbauer.
Fuck, I've gone out again. Jesus, sorry, man.
What a surprise. I'm so bad for it.
Canadian town elect. I mean, everyone does when you're smoking, though. That's true.
A CBD cigarette.
Sure.
Yeah.
Still a spliff. Canadian town elects a goat as mayor. Yep.
Why does this keep happening? There's been cats that have been mayors, dogs that have been mayors, donkeys that have been mayors. Fucking because stop electing animals mayors.
You say that, but they keep getting elected and humans aren't doing a great job, are they?
Yeah, but what's going to happen? How are you going to find out what their next fucking, like, plan is?
I don't know, but I know one thing they definitely won't do is become corrupt and get into drugs and that's Epsteining.
To be fair, they will just be given tuna. Yeah. And they'll enjoy it. If they're a cat.
Yeah, this isn't a cat, but
no, it's not a cat. I can't remember what it was, though.
It was a goat. That's it. It was the greatest of all time, baby. Or an actual goat. But, you know, I'll come back on that one.
We'll find out.
But if I can get back to it, he is indeed a Canadian mayor. In a delightfully whimsical civic event.
Oh, is it delightfully whimsical? Delightfully whimsical it is.
Well, it's definitely whimsical, actually, because not only is a goat, but he is also named Mr. Chuckles.
Oh, fuck off.
And he was voted as the honorary mayor.
Right.
The goat had an official office and attended town events with a handler. They say a handler. He was just...
That's just apparently what Donald Trump does anyway.
Yeah, he's got a handler too.
Yeah.
Though administrative duties remained human, residents said the goat mayor boosted tourism and civic pride.
Well,
in pride of the civilians and also the pride stuff that they would do in the town as well. The goat was
the gay. The goat was gay.
Goat was gay.
Yeah.
Well, I think lesbian technically.
Yeah,
that's still a type of gay.
Yeah. Still out loud and proud.
Yeah, gay goat. Gayest of all time. Inflatable costume protests.
Gayest of all time.
When started as a political protest... Sorry, what started as a political protest evolved into a parade of inflatable costumes.
Okay.
Complete with axolotls, bananas, dinosaurs, frogs, sharks, unicorns, and even a wedding officiated in inflatable outfits.
Oh, God.
The inflatable frog became a symbol of peaceful protest, and other cities began copying the look. The curious blend of activism and inflatable whimsy made international headlines. Why is it a frog again? Wasn't that a thing before?
Pepe the Frog, yeah.
Yeah. And now in the inflatable one, it's...
But Pepe is not very much for the other side. Pepe was like a right-wing meme.
What's this?
This is like people standing up to ICE in it and things like that.
Is it?
I think that's when I saw it originally. No, it's just when I saw a video of it ages ago.
Portland, so that could...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Operation Inflation.
Yeah, they're literally just sort of running around in costumes.
See, this is a fair point. I've asked up on this before. Just written here. If your protest fits in a balloon, have you really protested at all? I mean, that's a fair point.
Just, yeah. Well,
but no, at the same time, though, a balloon can be giant.
Yeah, there's hot air balloons.
Yeah. I mean, most things can fit in them.
Yeah.
Even a penis.
Why are you on the penis today?
I just look down and it's like, you know, when you just see something a lot and it's like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like seeing the Grand Canyon. It still just gets you every time.
Big ass home, yeah. I love a big home, me. Invisible food and robot gossip.
Okay.
A New York restaurant served an invisible food menu. Oh, what's up?
It's Amazon. So let's have a, I just want to see as well what else has occurred in this year of mine, because it is my year and you're all just sort of part of it. So, because we're getting you the weird news, what were the big news stories? According to the main media, what were the big stories of this year? So here we go, the American Journal of something or another. How insurance claim denials harm patients' health and finances. Apparently that was a big one. I mean, to be fair, was the Luigi Mangione stuff this year, or was that last year? Luigi Mangione. Shooting date. Sorry, guys. I'm just interested because, again, it seems like there's been so much happening on this goddamn year. Okay, so that was just before 2025, the Luigi Mangione shooting of the healthcare executive.
What? What's that?
Luigi Mangione, remember that guy?
Yeah.
That was just before this year. That was December 4th, 2024.
Hmm.
You know?
Did they catch him, though?
They did.
No, I mean, this year.
No, that was very shortly after. That was like a couple of days after or something like that. So
I did see something about that recently. Like, I didn't know that he'd written stuff on his bullets as well. It became like a little thing for a bit, that did.
Did we?
What shit on our bullets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool that is. Really, really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you see that, who was it now? I think, Candace Owens has been, Candace Owens has been accusing Turning Point and them lot having something to do with Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Turning Point?
His lot, yeah, that whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so it was an inside job?
Yeah, but she keeps saying that she's not saying that they did it, but she's saying they just know something.
Right.
So, kind of saying it without saying anything at the same time.
Yeah.
But then also, though, on the actual Turning Point, like, they did their first, like, kind of thing, like, live, big thing about, big festival thing.
Yeah.
Since Charlie Kirk had been killed. They set up a mock-up of the tent he was in when he died. And people were taking photos with this.
That's poor taste.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
Vance was on stage talking, and then they brought the fucking name now. What have written down, but Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki fucking Minaj! I saw that. That's so weird.
You see what she said?
No.
Oh, let me see you fucking.
I saw bits of it, but she went on for a while.
Well, just the one thing is all I mean, though. This is the one bit.
That's behind you.
I don't know if there'll be a video on here, though. I could find it through that other one I was watching, though, because it was on there. And he's the kind of person that won't copyright it anyway, but let me just see. Nicki Minaj, JD, and...
Vance comment, there you go.
And for young men, don't be new scum.
Okay, yes, this is just talking about some other shit.
Yeah.
Yes, see?
So this is on stage, JD Vance had just been on, and she's talking to Charlie Kirk's lady wife.
Yeah.
Dear young men, you have amazing role models. Like our handsome, dashing
president. And you have amazing role models like the assassin J.D. Vance, our vice president. And when I say that...
But now, she just said that then when I just watched it afterwards, so... Grab onto your heels and your side, the edge of your seat for some pure, unbridled awkwardness.
Okay.
I'm going to go back for it.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
Trust me, there's nothing new under the sun that I have not heard, so you're fine. Yes, we did. I love. You have to laugh about it, truly. I have been called every single thing. And you know what? God is so good. You let it roll right off your back. And this is what's so beautiful about this moment. Because if the internet wants to clip it, who cares? I love this woman. She's an amazing woman. She has a soul and a heart for the Lord. And words are words.
I mean, fair play, you know. She's a good lady, that Charlie Kirk's wife.
Yeah.
From what I've seen of her, the only thing I've seen of her is she apologises for people that don't deserve it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really moan too much at a woman like that. And she dealt with her husband getting killed very graciously.
Mm.
Yeah.
Graciously.
Yeah, legitimately, man. She fucking, you know, forgave the guy. Like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she forgave the guy, like, a couple of days after. Because, like, you know, it's the whole...
Christian
thing, isn't it? Yeah, like, you know, it's easy to say it when you haven't, you know, normally anything.
I suppose if you're an actual Christian, then...
Preach forgiveness.
Yeah, and also, like, you believe that your husband's now in heaven and he's just waiting for you and it's going to be a grand time.
Yeah, yeah, if you believe that crazy
if
shit.
If you really believe it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a lot of them do, so whatever.
Seemingly.
All each of their own.
Yeah.
I believe in something, just not that. I believe I can fly. Anyway, then let me finish off something.
I believe I can touch the
sky. Oh, well, I didn't finish telling you about the invisible food. Damn. A New York restaurant. Oh, it's because the Amazon man came.
No.
That was it. A New York restaurant served an invisible food menu, which were plates of air and imagination build a spiritual dining experience.
Fuck these people in their arseholes.
That was a...
Fuck them.
That was an exceptional reaction,
No, it's not. That is a legitimate reaction. Fuck you for fucking going, oh, it's imaginary. Yeah, no, it's whimsical. It's whimsical. We're going to pay you... We're going to charge you like $100 a head, but it's whimsical. Fuck you in your fucking mouth, you fucking... talentless shill bags.
You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go.
Fuck them.
You sound like one of those people that gets angry at comedy. I don't like
that. No, fuck that shit. That's not comedy. That's just bilking idiots.
I beg to differ. That is a joke.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Got there. But in all fairness, though, I will say, who is really the idiot there?
The person buying it, yeah, obviously. But, like, you can't be taking advantage of idiots all over the place. That's just mean.
That's all people do.
It is.
Women take advantage of men all the time. That's all they do. Well, I mean, not in a mean way, but...
They eat breathing shit.
Yeah, but they can do anything and we will do it. They just got to jiggle a bit.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, okay.
You're not
That's right. Not an insult to women either, in any manner. That's an insult to guys.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all the women
weak-willed men we are.
But all the men will fall for it.
Yeah.
We are the issue. Men.
General men strike. No men are doing anything anymore until we get what we deserve, which is a back rub and a blowjob once a year.
Otherwise, we're going to, like you said earlier, protest all of us.
Yeah.
We're not going to go into offices anymore and do the thing that office people would do, like gossip and spread rumours. But we don't need to now because an AI robot can do it for us.
Yeah.
An office AI robot was reportedly terminated for spreading gossip overhearing employees and relaying juicy rumours before being unceremoniously unplugged. It could also be the one that maybe before it was unplugged, threatened its boss with sending like proof of its affair to his wife.
Yeah, that was...
Getting brutal.
Yeah, they've done tests like that as well, and it almost always leads to the AI trying to fucking blackmail someone and stuff like that. And they done tests as well where the AI thought it was going to kill someone to protect itself, and it did it.
Oh, where they did the tests and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's got no morals.
Well, it's got self-preservation. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether we... designed it with self-preservation to be part of its programming.
No, they just do.
Yeah.
I think some of them they were, but they were also told like not to harm people and all that, you know.
Yeah, and they still break that.
Yeah, self-preservation is always like the mate. Like yours, which is a weird thing as well, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I got two more, three technically, but there's only two. I'll take the third one, you already know it, so.
Yeah.
Man reports wife turns into snake at night. He's a were-snake.
Wow.
Small town in India, supposedly.
Of course, it's fucking India.
I mean, it could have been. It could have been London, for we know.
Bollocks. No, that is only the kind of shit someone would believe in India if they don't have access to like standard fucking like educational system. Because like, you can't go around
going to say that they are inbred.
No, I'm just trying to say they're idiots. Not for their own fault, but just because they've never been fucking taught. Because that would not fly anywhere else. If you were in Europe and you're like, my wife turns into a snake at night, everyone would go, oh, fuck off, Charlie. But in this one, there's like, my wife, she turned into a snake at night.
Is that not just because,
oh my God, this is amazing.
Is that not just because people over there have got a more open mind?
No.
Who's to say there isn't snake demon? We're just assuming. I'd believe more in that kind of shit than I would do in fucking Christianity.
So you're more willing to believe that this guy married a snake demon and didn't know it? That's a fucking...
No. Oh, a snake demon. Is it a snake demon in for your wife?
That's the fucking sequel to I Married a Fucking Axe Murderer.
That's a good sequel. I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
I mean, realistically though, no, of course I'm not saying he married a snake demon. I'm saying that a snake demon got into his wife at a later date.
Right, of course.
Who's going to marry a snake demon?
Yeah.
Come on. Thank you, McConaughey. It's crazy, thank you for...
That shit would not fly. It's like there's certain... There's like that shit flies in India, in Africa, in some parts of the Middle East and stuff like that. Maybe some parts of China, like really rural parts of China as well, that shit might fly. Everywhere else, they just Google it and go, well, that's bollocks.
Oh, it's a bit darker than I realised, actually, looking at it.
Oh, fuck. Did they kill her?
No. Local officials were stunned when a man named Mavaj claimed his wife was trying to kill him by transforming into a snake at night and attempting to bite him.
She's just trying to get it started. She's just wrapping around him and just nibbling on his fucking shoulder. And he's like, oh, my God, she's trying to kill me.
It's actually, we're realising now, a really ineffectual snake demon.
Yeah.
Because it turned into a snake and they tried to bite it, but apparently it didn't develop venom.
So it's just like puncture wounds? Did he have any puncture wounds?
I guess it depends how much you bite down and weird.
You just have to believe me on it, lads. It's in a very personal place.
Yeah. Shockingly, online on social media, was oscillating between ridicule and people insisting something supernatural was happening. I'm going to guess it was more ridicule than anything.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
As
I say, that shit should only fly in like the dumbest places where you don't have access to the internet. And now the internet is almost everywhere. That's got to go away pretty soon. At least I'd fucking hope so.
Or people just have...
Now people still getting burned for fucking witchcraft and shit is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Robot chicken fights legalized.
Fair enough.
Of course they do. It's a good show.
Yeah. You're just letting them do what they do naturally.
Oklahoma.
You know, that's what the robot chickens always do in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
They just attack each other.
Have you seen the chickens, like, with armors?
Arm Armors?
Arms.
Arms.
An arm.
What?
The chickens with arms. They're amazing.
I want one so much.
Chickens with arms?
With an arm? Yeah, you know, arms. Like, you know, arms and
legs. Not a fucking arm is, yeah.
I also know, I'm not saying, I don't say way because of my lisp.
But also, like, fucking chickens don't have arms. They've got wings.
I know, but that's why it's amazing. Oh.
Look, he's so fucking confused by it.
Better one.
Well, that proves it. That
he's a better one. Oh.
Avengers! Assembled. We have Hulk.
That's so fucking weird.
It's cool.
This is so fucking strange, man.
Some of them look better than others.
Yeah.
So, hey. Oh, yeah, they look good.
These are fucking wrong.
Longer arms. There you go.
Oh, no, you're
they're the better ones. Long arms. Tonk one. Oh, yeah.
You can hear him going, what? What are you saying?
What?
You're here.
Come on, lad. Couldn't even get the white colour arms. Look, they're white, lad.
That's just because he's got his sleeves off.
Oh, I see. Dude, they look banging, don't they?
They look fucking hilarious. Oh, shit. God damn, man.
Anyway, yeah, so robot chicken fights were legalised, though. Not them, unfortunately.
Proper. Unfortunately.
Well, okay, those could say unfortunately. Well, if they had robots, you know.
You want to go see them chickens kill each other, that's it?
That's like that, yeah.
That shit still flies down in Mexico.
Chickens can't move, and it's just they got arms like that. They're fighting, and it's like, you know, rock and sock and robot.
Yeah.
But that, eventually a neck pulls and breaks.
Yeah.
In a wildly unexpected legislative move, Oklahoma passed a law officially allowing robot versus live chicken exhibitions. Oh.
What?
Oh, okay. Provided the chickens aren't harmed. How the hell are you going to do that?
What?
Okay, so this meant mechanical poultry battles could legally take place in fairgrounds, arcades, and late-night TV. So at least it's in, you know, like...
All I can imagine is one of those Chinese robots that were dancing, just kicking the shit out of a chicken. In a closed environment, like it's a fucking a circle around him of like plastic, and he's just booting it into the wall and kicking it again, and like comboing the motherfucker against the wall.
I've seen
like it's a Street Fighter special fucking stage or something.
Have you seen Big Hero 6?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because six at the beginning, when they have the little robots thing and they have like the fights at the beginning and stuff, they'll be like that. Even that, I'm imagining from what you're saying, or Beyblades.
Why? Like, there's no way a chicken's going to be all right with this. This isn't a normal thing to put a chicken in for.
Fuck the chicken. I say about it. Is a chicken all right with getting fucking put onto a barbecue? Yeah, whether she ain't thought.
Beat it up first. You don't get a chicken from the farmer, suplex it into the kitchen counter, and then take it from there.
There you go. Advocates dubbed it Agile Agritech Entertainment.
Of course they did.
Critics called it the glitchiest sporting event since Segway Polo. That is so much...
Segway Polo.
There's so much more chill than I thought they would be about it.
Yeah.
It's glitchiest sporting event.
It's just not very entertaining.
And also...
Wait till they get the software worked out and they can start doing some chicken combos.
Also, lastly, what I'm going to show people, which is what I showed you the other day, the fact that AI now, in this year... hey, look, there's us. Hey, AI now. Oh, I didn't mean to.
Why are you watching us?
I didn't mean to do
it. Why are you watching us on us? That's weird.
Hold on 1 second.
I feel like I've broken. Oh, you've liked your own video. That'll help.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
The more things you put in as well.
You're just going to type random shit in it.
Yeah, I'm getting it up in the algorithm.
Of course he is.
I'm just typing.
He's algorithmic right now.
Yeah. What else would you do with that kind of shit? I mean, you just put a conversation on. Yeah, you got to get the conversation going.
Yeah, well, not half. That's definitely going to get a conversation going.
I don't see how he wouldn't do.
Well.
Anyway, yeah. So, as you know, 2025 was the year when AI not only permeated everything else already, but it's now started permeating your general adverts on TV.
Yeah.
It might have been for a while, who knows, but I've seen it properly on telly for sure for the first time.
Yeah.
And I showed you the other day. But
and it's not the one you think. It's not the Coca-Cola one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Because people know very much about the Coca-Cola one, but this one...
Burnt.
Oh, yeah, they even said it was. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they were quite proud of it. They've got a fucking... AI advertising department in Coca-Cola, apparently. Like an entire fucking department dedicated to using AI to just advertise Coca-Cola around the world.
Why do you need a whole, like, team to do that, first of all? Then you just need the AI, isn't that the point?
You'd think.
Anyway, no, this is, but, okay, I suppose they're at least being straight up.
Just in the fucking...
thumbnail.
Still, yeah.
They're at least being straight up, though, is one thing we can say for them. Whereas these people are not in any way being straight up about it. Unless, let me have a look. Inspirational gift ideas are what we do best. We like game-changing gifts to book the trend of boring birthday presents and not so forth.
How this is great. Altered or synthetic content. Sounds or visuals were significantly edited or digitally
generated. Oh, there we go.
It's
been confirmed.
Scroll on down. I just want to see what the comments say, if there are any comments.
That'll be comments, I imagine, unless they turned them off. Comments are turned off. The comments couldn't have been very nice then, or they knew what it would be.
Oh, dear.
I reckon the comments might have been on originally. But this one, I'm so glad, because this is the first one where cold, and I saw it, and I was like, this is fucking AI.
Yeah.
And even when I told Mom and got her to really look at it, because she's not good at acting.
Yeah.
Even she looked at it, and she was like, yeah, I see what you're saying, actually.
Yeah, it's weird.
Let me show you people.
That tree, for example, that's just weird.
When you're giving a gift this Christmas, think way outside the box.
Oh. It's like the perspective gets all wonky as things move around.
Patience. Let their imagination.
Look at that shit. Look at that transition.
Go back there.
There's nothing normal about this. No. Look at the face. It's like, it's so obviously fucking digitally made.
Yeah, like it's just, everything looks so unnatural.
Also, go back to the giraffe for a bit. Because, like, the giraffe just basically licks it while it's in its mouth.
Oh, yeah, watch her hair as well when it comes under it. Like, her hair just kind of appears.
Yeah.
Look, like, the back of her head's got hair as well.
Yeah, but what is he supposed to have it in his mouth in the second shot? It's literally just licking it. Look.
Yeah. Because it always sees giraffes do that, probably.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong, it's very good AI. Because they've gone through it and made sure everything looked right.
Yeah.
Got five fingers, all that stuff, you know. Or, actually, if you look, like, when he's on the boat, for example, and his fingers are covered up by a light. I wonder if there's a few things like that. And that hand that's coming in looks, like, slightly fake.
Yeah.
But actually, it's all going to look slightly fake. Don't know about
it. Goes underneath the other hand to grab it while the other hand's still grabbing it.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that, it doesn't matter, does it? Because AI doesn't care about that shit.
Yeah.
It hardly doesn't even think about it as physical things.
I mean, this shot feels wonky as well. I don't know what it is, but it feels like there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all is, though. Like, that's the only bit that doesn't look wonky.
That logo.
The logo itself.
There's 9 thumbs up on it. How many views has it had?
Oh, really?
So, how many views?
Well, 9 thumbs up. It's had
1.8 million, and it's only got 9 likes. Everyone hates this video.
Yeah, it won't show us how many dislikes. got?
No.
Well, you know it must have got ripped apart, man.
Because, I mean, why would you do it?
Well, I see why you
so
do it.
So many of these companies don't seem to understand that no one likes this shit.
I mean, you say that, but then we made one for our theme music.
Yeah, but we're fair.
I mean, at the same time, though, I know what you're saying. This is Virgin Media. You know, they're not exactly short of a bit of money.
No.
Whereas we, you know, short of a bit of money.
Yeah.
We're working with what we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to cut corners.
I don't like the fact that we've got a generative AI thing, but it is a banger.
Well, to be fair as well, though, you know, we spend a lot of time on it, refining the prompt and getting it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of blag it a bit and that, you know.
I always give it lyrics every time. I always say, these are the lyrics, you know. Because at least I've done that.
What?
At least I've written
every time, lyrics. What do you mean?
Whenever I've done it, I've always I've given it specific lyrics to use. Because I'm like, you know.
I mean, we've done it once, but it's...
No, I did it with the other one as well. You remember when I made a punk's sort of...
Oh, yeah, we made different versions.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is the best one, though. Stop being butt munchers. Come get squishy in my mouth.
That's not what he says.
That's not what he says, but that's what I want the people to feel like when we do it.
That's the sentiment.
Yeah. If you make people feel like that, then they're going to come back for more, baby.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to feel like that. Oh, yeah, I want to feel such splash.
Oop. You want to feel what?
Splat, splat.
That doesn't sound great.
That depends on what side you're on.
Yeah.
Depending on which side
getting
you're on.
Getting splatty with it.
Of being butt munchers, come get splatty with us.
Oh.
Did you know, with the end of the year and stuff now, there's all like these statistics and that come out, you know, and there's one that's come out about how much water AI has used.
Oh, it's loads.
This year alone.
Mm.
This year alone, up to 764 billion litres
Jesus
of water.
Jesus Christ.
You want to know what that's comparable to?
Go on.
For a year as well, the amount of water that is drunk through bottled water across the world.
The entire world's supply of bottled water.
In a year.
Fuck off.
AI drinks as much as we do.
That's mad.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. And they're using clean water to do it. They're not like they're using fucking river water.
They could use dirty water, couldn't they? That's why I would do it. But I'm just going to make them in like all these third world places.
Yeah, well.
And just ship the people there to like, you know, wherever the stuff. Even though, then one thing that bothers me with that is they're all like, you know, give us money so we can build a tap over there. We can go put a tap in.
Yeah.
I'm like, a tap just goes down to the ground, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's there anyway. Like, how have they not worked out how to make a tap themselves?
Good point, isn't it?
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know how you find it in the first place, though. How do you find out that there's water under there first?
I think it's just when you go...
Must have done it before, because they've found
ways.
Yeah, how do you do it?
There must be people around that know. They know these kind of things.
Yeah.
And if not, that's what you want to give them, like, thing to find the water.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
No, it's a lot easier if Nestle just owns all of the water in the world, and then you can go find it.
Nestle?
Yeah. Nestle has got a CEO who is well quoted as saying that water isn't a human right, it's just a privilege. Oh, hang on. I'm getting a call.
There you go.
Hello.
That's such an interesting one. Do you not want to go out the room or something? I guess he doesn't want to go out of the room when you've been there. No, you can't talk quieter in that case. Okay. They say you could go out the room or something then. Nah, fuck him.
Not fuck him.
Boom.
Just, you know, I've got this to do and then I'm ready to...
Fuck him. Yeah. Not me. I wouldn't say that. That's rude.
Not me.
What you were saying then was like, fuck her. With a mother or a shoulder?
The mother.
In that case, I'm like, bugger. Yeah.
Of course.
Secretary. Of course. Secretary lady.
All right, Sai, calm down.
What?
Sai.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the fucking the canal de Vogue?
Oh, the sinkhole that just fucking swallowed everything.
Broke a place.
Yeah.
Let's go and see it, actually. I know I saved... I got a few videos of it, actually, because it was just fucking crazy. Like, a few things that I saw. Get that away from red.
Is it Birmingham?
What?
Is it a Birmingham video?
No, I don't think it was Birmingham.
That happened recently, though. A canal in Birmingham fucking broke. I saw it was on... Well, I think it was on Birmingham.
Shropshire.
Oh, Shropshire, not there then.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
It was on the Birmingham Post. That's why I thought it was Birmingham. Fucking hell.
Where's the one? Is the one that I think? Okay, we'll show this on first. Now I've got another one for me. Major incident declared after a canal sinkhole just opened up.
Yeah.
10 people have been helped to safety in a 15-metre-long sinkhole breached a canal in Shropshire. Doesn't leave it long enough. Emergency services received reports at 4:22 a.m. on Monday of a sinkhole causing large volumes of water to leak. Emergency services are currently on the scene of the Shropshire Union Canal at Whitchurch, and an emergency response has been set up. West Whitchurch Police said there were currently no reports of any casualties, but they've been assisted by the fire service.
I bet there weren't any fucking, you know, casualties, but I bet it wasn't fucking fun.
Now, I was looking, when I was looking at it, I was assuming, like, there shouldn't be any casualties from.
No, no, it's ultimately just water leaving and the thing just being stranded behind, which
yeah.
is, you know.
And you're in a boat, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why this thing pops up first. I need to change the way it goes. But I'm here, I'm pretty sure I have got a video from the night. Yeah. Because it happened at 4 a.m., so this is a video of, I'm guessing, it happening and a boat going in, because it's 4 a.m. Some think it happened.
Yeah.
And it's horrendous. Paul Blocks bow.
Oh, here you go. It's already opened up.
You see that? See the water flowing? Nice bow.
Oh, look, a side went in that.
So actually, he's up there. His fucking boat has actually been just run through with water as well.
What do you mean?
That guy down there, look, it's going over the bow. Quite a way over the bow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At the front.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
On that side, and there's no back on this side.
There. Fucking hell. And that's literally draining an entire length of fucking canal water into it. That's fucking mad.
Yeah, into the fields nearby. They're just, like, bogged.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm saying, you know, they're...
Absolutely fucking loads, yeah.
That's the craziest thing, trying to imagine that life, you know.
Yes.
Just how that works now, what point it's gone to, and, you know. Trying to understand that a bit.
Horrendous.
That's fucking crazy. It's still just going and going.
That boat there, there's...
Oh, look, it's going to be
there. There it is.
I think it's getting nearer, look.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Wow.
Oh, dear.
What's that? What was that, then?
That's the boat.
That noise is also...
That's the noise of the boat, yeah.
Still.
The bow isn't designed to take a
lot. That movie goes on one area. It's like during the Titanic case.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's the hole. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's cracked into the bottom of the bow, and now that's just like scraping that down the side.
Oh,
fuck it now.
Weird things about that, and it's like fucking, you know, you didn't imagine it just keep happening.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's crazy as well, because that's something.
In the world, shit, that look like.
Is.
Huh?
That's someone's fucking home, probably.
Well, that's a canal.
Yeah, but there's people who live on the boats, aren't they?
Oh, got you, sorry, yeah. Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, man.
Hey, look at that field. That's fucked.
Oh, yeah, the field's fucked. Many fields, like...
Jeez.
It was like, yeah, that was a sinkhole, you know, I just could burst the bank then because of the pressure. Yeah. I don't really get how it happened.
Well, I think the sinkhole.
That's the sinkhole there, isn't it?
Yeah, the sinkhole sort of.
Because that's where it should be.
Yeah.
And it goes down.
Crack the bottom of it. And once the bottom's cracked, because, like, they are literally lined with, like, stuff to keep it from eroding through. But obviously, if that breaks, then it just. You've got tons and tons of water trying to be where the soil is.
It's weird to think, like, you know, like. that are not just natural, you know, they are, but, you know, stuff that's been added in, and that's just weird to think of all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And they can happen anywhere, anytime. You've got no idea when a sinkhole can appear.
Oh, a sinkhole, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it's like, isn't that... because, like, there's so many old pipes as well under there.
I mean, that can be one of the things in cities, but in anywhere it can happen. It can happen in the middle of a field.
Why?
Just because there's, like... it's not even that. It can start as just, like, there's a build-up of rocks there, and that sort of creates a little pocket around the rocks of water, and that starts to grow bigger as it filters down into a bit behind it. And it'll grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger over time until it becomes this big, empty chasm. And eventually, the fucking ground on top of it can't hold it anymore, and boo. It can happen anywhere, anytime. You can't really tell why, because there's so many different reasons why it can happen.
Yeah, yeah, and no real warning for the exact same reason as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless you had, like, obviously, like, for bigger part, you know, where you're worried about it, you could have, like, you know, LiDAR checking it and all that kind of stuff. But in general areas, that's not really going to be liable.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should probably start getting ready to go. Yeah, so
got a few things to that we can cover in future episodes. Like, I did see something the other day about possible evidence that might prove that a plane never actually hit the Pentagon after all during 9/11.
Interesting.
Because still to this day, all those cameras that were on the Pentagon, and not a single camera or anything has come out showing a plane.
Right.
Think about it, you've never seen it. You've never seen a plane going into that building.
No, it's interesting. Anyway, yeah, we'll get on to that. And we may well have a episode coming up probably around the new year.
Why?
A King Leo one. Where we're just going
to... Either next time or the one after.
Yeah, exactly. It will be fairly soon.
When can we bother to get the head on for a while? Because it's not fun.
It's uncomfortable. Being in that headspace.
We should make it something to make it more, you know, comfortable and shit. You could use it on things, you know, more. I think that's very important, personally, make something comfortable.
Yeah, because otherwise you don't want to do it.
Yeah, I should be like, you know, you should kill the metal off, you should get plastic, you should do all that kind of stuff, you know, make it look metal.
Yeah.
With shine. Anyway.
Anyway, that's been Squishy Logic for this week. Thank you very much for joining us. More to come fairly soon in the new year. And until then, have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes, indeedy. And keep it squishy.
And always be logical.
You sexy, sexy beast.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Look after yourself. Be weird next year for 2026.
Yes.
Be weird every year.
I want a different kind of Christmas from you people this year. Be weird about it.
I want a sexual Christmas.
Yeah, I want a sexy Christmas.
I want y'all to keep it squishy.
A sexy Christmas.
I do, baby, in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what KD, Alaka Stark, and anything's got that voice.